Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with early team news ahead of Saturday's game with Newcastle United in the Premier League when the top flight resumes following the international break. United have confirmed on their official website that Anthony Martial and new signing Edinson Cavani are both unavailable. Martial will be suspended following his red card against Tottenham, so he will also miss the games against Chelsea and Arsenal, while Cavani is being forced to self-isolate due to coronavirus guidelines following his arrival into the country from France. That means he will be unable to make his debut at St James's Park. The Uruguay international will, though, be free to be able to play against his former club Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League that follows if he is deemed fit and ready for action. With those players unavailable, then it means that Solskjaer will have to find alternatives. Marcus Rashford, Mason Greenwood and Odion Ighalo are, though, all available and expected to be in his thoughts. Moving on to news on the transfer front, reports say that Solskjaer is already drawing up his list of transfer targets for January when the window reopens, and Sevilla defender Jules Koundé is reportedly a player that is at the top of his list. Solskjaer certainly wants to strengthen his defence, and the Sevilla man could be a top target in the new year. Finally, in terms of possible outgoings, goalkeeper Sergio Romero, according to reports, wants to be released from his contract by the end of the month and is keen on a switch to America to play in the MLS. While Spain and United midfielder Juan Mata reportedly rejected an offer worth over £200,000 a week for him to play his football in Saudi Arabia, Mata apparently turned the deal down in the summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.